You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
Is it hot in here? You know what? It's probably me.
And Daryl.
Is anyone else hungry? Like a wolf? No? Well, what about Greymane? He has to be.
Greetings and welcome to episode 147 of The Training Dummies, recorded on November 28, 2016. My name is Daryl and I picked the perfect clip for Rob tonight and I didn't even know it. And the reason I say that is because just before we were about to start, he was saying he's going to leave his office doors open just because it's going to be pretty warm in there. So I don't know if the office doors open are going to help because it's just him. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
I thought you picked that because after spending time with me at BlizzCon, our bromance was set aflame.
That too.
I'm doing good, man. I picked that clip because it's variant and it made me laugh. So.
That works. All right. So we were worried about even if we were going to have an episode this week. We had gotten busy the last couple of weeks here and hadn't been able to schedule anyone. We'd also put some feelers out. No one was getting back to us. And early this afternoon, I asked in our Discord channel, our guild one, if anyone had any class guides they'd like to see. And Darnie said, Shadow Priest. So I went and found one, asked if they could record tonight, and they said yes. So let's give a big Training Dummies welcome for DJ Riff. How are you doing this evening, DJ?
I'm doing great, Daryl. Thanks for asking, man. How are you?
Very well. Very well. I'm excited to get started on this. This is...
Oh, yeah, me too.
Now, what made DJ Riff special to you? What made you get a hold of him?
I went and checked Wowhead to see who wrote the guide, and it had a link to his Twitter, which I followed and sent him a message. It's as simple as that. That's where I got it.
I'm kind of hyped about the show tonight because Shadow Priest was something that I absolutely loved in Kata. I struggled a little bit with in Pandaria and had some fun in Warlords, but like the dramatic overhaul that it got in Legion kind of... I have the artifact weapon, but I haven't done a whole lot with it, so I'm pretty hyped to get in and see what all the insanity is about. See what I did there?
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Oh my god.
I'm not even sorry.
You're just as bad as Twin Top with all these puns, man. I'm telling you.
It's only going to go downhill from here.
I think so.
Just tell you that. But what we'll do before we get into any of the shadowy goodness is, well, we'll get to know you a little bit and where your background in gaming and everything. So, DJ, when did you start playing? And if it's not obvious, then what is your current main?
Well, I started back in Burning Crusade, and my original account got banned because I bought a BG back on a Shaman, and I kind of got bummed out, so I didn't play it for a while, and then I picked the game back up in Lich King when some real-life friends convinced me to play with them, and then I rolled a priest because I needed the healer, and yep, never looked back.
Nice. What is the origin of the name DJ Riff?
So I used to be a DJ for Blade Radio, an old game called Guild Wars. And pretty much, like, you could just be in a DJ, and you were in the game, you could hand out stuff, like, during your show. And Riff actually came from my buddy when I was in 8th grade. His nickname was Shred, my nickname was Riff. And we were both in a band together, and it just kind of stuck. So when I DJed for Blade Radio, I used the name Riff, and DJ Riff just evolved from that.
So what is your most fond memory in or because of gaming?
Oh, man. There are so many good memories. Like, I mean, killing the end boss in a raid on the hardest difficulty for the first time is always a rush. I mean, I'm sure you guys have experienced that and everybody listening has experienced that. But the most, like, surreal and exciting thing was Guild Wars again. There was a player named StarCraft, and basically everybody was either trying to help him or gank him out of a thing called Hall of Heroes. And there was a kind of like achievement similar, but his hero rank, he was the closest one to maxing it out. And so I teamed up with 7 other people, and we helped him get it by just throwing games intentionally just so he could be the first to get it.
That's awesome.
Nice.
It lasted 14 hours. Totally.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. What is your favorite Blizzard title?
Oh, man. So, obviously, it's World of Warcraft. I love the hell out of the game. But ever since Overwatch was in beta, and then when it came out, I just find myself coming back to it again and again. Even if I only play a couple of games a day, I open it literally every day. I have it on both my consoles and my PC, so I can always play it if I want.
Okay, I thought I liked it, but I certainly don't own it on multiple systems.
Platforms, yeah.
What is your favorite raid boss of all time?
That would definitely have to be General Nazgrim from Siege of Orgrimmar. The fight itself just brought like a lot of feelings of like regret that I was fighting this guy, especially, you know, in the opening dialogue of the fight. It's like, you know, it sounds like he's regretful, and I was Horde at the time. And I honestly, you know, he'd been questing with this guy forever. He's been in the game for a really long time. And to actually have to fight him when he's just following the war chief felt bad to me. But, I mean, it's stuck with me.
Dude, I kind of thought that same thing the first couple times we went in there. I was like, I felt bad because, like, you know, you kind of went over to Pandaria with him and kind of were fighting alongside of him through a lot of it. And then next thing you know, like, you know, you have to fight against him. And it was just... It's kind of Garrosh's fault.
What would you say is your favorite thing about Legion so far?
Well, I definitely like the new direction the Shadow is going. Surrender to Madness is one of the most fun and at the same time annoying things that I've ever done in the game. It's also completely unique, just the whole mechanics of Shadow. So I definitely have to say that's my favorite thing about the expansion. I mean, there's plenty of others, but yeah, if I had to pick one, that's it.
Nice. So that, since it's something to do with the class we're talking about tonight, that's even better. Rob, do you have any bonus questions?
No, because I was going to ask some Surrender to Madness stuff, but I guarantee you we're going to get into that later, or somebody else already asked. So.
All right.
This is Lerald from WoW at Night, and you're listening to The Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
Well, if you have any questions or comments or want to find out how we're doing, we are active on Twitter. The show is at Training Dummies. I'm at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at hand_TTD. And tonight is all about Shadow Priests. So, DJ, what you said you rolled a priest originally because your buddies needed a healer. What got you into Shadow then?
We needed the DPS. Like, that was all it was. And I didn't have time to level another class, and we were on... We were progressing on Heroic Abjaxion at the time. And they're like, DJ, just go Shadow. Shadow's fine. I liked the feel of the dots. I liked Devouring Plague, like the original Devouring Plague. I really loved the feel of Shadow in Cataclysm. And I know a lot of people have gripes about it, but I really enjoyed it for maybe just because I wasn't playing it full time. You know, I was the healer that went DPS.
Nice. So let's start off when, or where we usually start off is the stats. What are the primary stats, or what are the main stats that we want to go for with Shadow Priests?
Oh, that is such a loaded question.
that comes up a lot this expansion. Like, stats seem to be just a mess.
And, you know, I've been working really closely with the team over at How to Priest, with the moderators and the MVPs there. And we did a lot of theory crafting for the stats. And we found that, you know, Haste is going to be the best stat for Shadow Priest, just because of the way that Void Form works. You know, every stat gives you extra haste off of your base haste. So the more base haste you have, the better that's going to be. I mean, it does have a, like, breakpoint at some point, which is... like 9.5k regarding our recent tests. And then, you know, after that, we were looking into, okay, well, then you have crit, versatility, mastery, and intellect still. Intellect's actually our worst stat, which is funny. But
wow.
From what I've been gathering from what I've been gathering from other classes, that's pretty much par for the course right now. But we basically found that it was haste, crit, mastery, versatility, and int. Versatility and int were really close. And that number will go up for versatility depending on number of targets, you know, situations dictate, fight length, everything changes.
So haste and crit are are kind of, I mean, if you, we, at the end of the day, we kind of try to boil it down to what your casual player is going to be able to walk away with. So if you're not like hardcore into it, haste and crit are going to be your two main stats.
Definitely. I mean, like there's shown data that there's a breakpoint at 9.5k haste. And like, it mainly has to do with surrender to madness. And as fights get shorter and shorter, that haste point gets lower and lower. Like I saw some video of a priest that had no gear, just base haste, and he was able to pull off a 124-second surrender to madness.
That's amazing. I was actually going to ask you, like, what's a good average surrender to madness? Like, well, actually, do you want to get into talents first? It may be too soon to get into those kind of questions.
Well, I mean, because that's what we wanted to talk about next. So we can move. We can segue into it.
Yeah,
so, it all ties together.
Yeah, usually the way we go through the talents, we start at, you know, tier 15 or level 15. And, you know, just mention, is this one a trap talent? You know, this one is good for single target AOE. You know, if there's one that, because there is some that you should just never pick, you know, mention that. So if we want to start at level 15 and just go through each level as we go.
Yeah, sure. I can do that.
All right. Just a second. And I have a Shadow Priest up here so I can grade them as we go.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got mine up to you, but I just basically picked whatever it looked like was good for questing or just passive for the time being.
I have the person who asked us to do this episode, so I'm watching.
Ah, there you go.
All right, so starting at row 15, our like the runaway talent for any situation is going to be to the fate. And there's some changes on the PTR that may change that, but I mean, those changes aren't set in stone. But the other two talents are trap talents. Even though it doesn't, like, you'd think Fortress of the Mind would be good. You'd think that getting back in a void form faster with, you know, Shadow and Void would be good. But Twist of Fate, if you can get, like, 50% uptime, which is easy for the duration of a fight, it just blows everything else out of the water.
All right. I'm zero for one.
See, that makes it easy.
Now, for the level 30 row, really, you're only going to look at Body and Soul for raiding. Now, and dungeons, and probably world quest, because we don't have a like base like movement speed, so body and soul is it. However, for world quest, especially for low level priests or priests trying to solo really difficult content, and then I would highly recommend masochism. The self heal you can get from just spamming Shadowmend on yourself is insane. Like I can face tank 10 plus mobs in Suramar with it. I've been able to do it since I was 850.
Whoa, really?
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Masochism is insane.
It looked okay, but I thought that's probably a pretty niche use for that. I didn't realize it was that strong.
Well, I mean, that's in solo content. Like for raids, you're not really going to find a use for it unless, you know, for some reason they invent a boss fight where you need to self-heal yourself a lot, which you just bring another healer and it wouldn't be an issue. But Mania is definitely the trap talent. I mean, there's some changes coming up for that, which may make it more viable. But honestly, the on-demand movement speed is faster. Plus, your casting power shield is your personal anyway, so gives you another reason to cast it. As for row 45, really, you only want to pick Mind Bomb because it's a 4-second stun, even though the tooltip's messed up. It is 4 seconds on an AoE on a 30-second cooldown. Which it also triggers if a target dies, it triggers on their death rather than waiting the 2 seconds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The unfortunate part about Psychic Voice, like you can take it if you really want the fear on a shorter cooldown, which was basically what it was before they just nerfed it to a minute. But I personally don't like my mobs running all over the place and then pulling other mobs because they still do that. And then Dominate Mind got hit with a nerf bat really hard. I think it was right before the expansion went live or right after. But it's not worth taking anymore. How are you doing on your list so far? Are you still?
I am 2 for 3. Yeah. So
Darnie's 3 for 3, so she's doing well.
she probably just went into the Wildhood Guidance.
She's probably a Mythic Raider too, so I'd expect her to be doing well with these though.
Oh, to be honest, you'd be surprised. Some of the questions that I've got, I'm just like, and you're beating me on progression, okay. But, so for level 60, this is the first row that we actually start to get some choice. And unfortunately, if you're taking Surrender to Madness, you have no choice. You're going to take Reaper of Souls because you need the extra insanity regen from Shadowwork Death. Void Lord is it's not by far better than Void Ray with Legacy of the Void, but it is ahead of it. That's what my simulation data is telling me, especially with the other guys from Pet a Priest. So if you're going to run world quests or solo content, you're going to run Mythic Dungeons, you don't feel like running Surrender to Madness, or if you just want to be a lazy raider and not run Surrender to Madness, because I want to do it sometimes too, definitely run Void Lord. For row 75, Sand Lane, I don't even know how to pronounce that, but it's the one that makes your vampire touch do more damage and healing. It is currently not worth taking in any scenario. And it's not necessarily a trap talent because it could be good at really, really low levels of crit, but you're gonna definitely miss the insanity generation that Auspicious Spirits gives you. And then Shadowy Insight is decent on single target fights if you have the legendary belt, but once you get it like 2+ targets, Auspicious Spirits pulls back ahead because you run out of, like, you don't have as many free GCDs to cast those instant cast mind blasts. And then for row 90, Power Infusion is pretty much the default talent. The other two just can't match up. Power Infusion scales really well in AoE, and it beats Mindbender on single target. And Shadow Crash is good for like PvP arenas, I'm sure. I mean, I've delved into it. I'm by no means an expert on that, but it really, Shadow Crash kind of goes against our niche, and it's trying to be burst AoE, but it's kind of weak. Thankfully, I saw that they buffed it on the PTR, so I'm hoping it might be viable later, at least for dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the last row, the problem with everything but Surrender to Madness is that it's only a slight DPS increase over not taking 100 talent. That's how badly balanced that row is.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, okay. Like, Mind Spike is technically a DPS increase if you are on a patchwork single target fight, but since that doesn't ever exist, Legacy of the Void always beats it because you're going to have trash mobs, you're going to have, you know, have to move, deal with mechanics, all that kind of stuff. And ideally, you want to be entering Void form at 85 insanity, projected insanity. That way you don't hit the cap or, you know, go over your... You'll be able to hit the cap with insanity rather than if you popped it at 70, like the talent says. And then with Surrender to Madness, you asked earlier, like, what's a good average duration for that, right?
So Yeah. Like, how... Like, if you're doing really good... Yeah, I guess average is a benchmark, right? How long should you be able to keep up Surrendered or Madness? You
should be able to get to the third Void Torrent, which is roughly 126 to 128 seconds.
So
which,
you should, that's like 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's just over that's 2 minutes.
Basically longer than most burn phases of a raid boss, right?
Yeah, and ideally you want to get a weak aura. Spinal Crack over on How to Priest made a nice time to die weak aura that pretty much uses your raid's damage against the target that you have selected and calculates how long it's going to take the target to die. So, you know how long you can stay in Surrender to Madness. Like, because you got to practice on target dummies, which the garrison dummies or the PvP dummies and the capital city, like Stormwind or Orgrimmar, are excellent because they go down into execute range. But like, you know when how long you could stay in Surrender to Madness. So you pop it, say, on Ursoc, I pop it at 50%. And I know that the boss will hit execute phase 35% when I need to use Shadowward Death. And then the timing for Lust on that fight is amazing because I can delay my power infusion until like 90 to 100 stacks and get a 130, 140 second void form because of how Lust is.
So the key to Surrender to Madness, and for people that aren't sure, the tooltip says all your insanity generating abilities generate 150% more insanity, and you can cast while moving until you exit void form, and then you die horribly. So if you leave the void form, you die. So the key to this is really, really, really knowing like like you just said with Ursoc, being able to match everything up perfectly with the fight, the mechanics of the fight, when your team's going to lust, when your cooldowns are going to come up, so you could keep this thing up as long as possible.
Definitely. And, you know, something else that you also got to keep in mind when doing this kind of stuff is, like, you're going to want to use Void Torrent the second you enter that final Void form, because you're aiming to die right as the boss dies, or, like, within 5 seconds of it dying. Like, if you die 5 seconds before it does, you're fine. Like, so you have to plan 60 seconds ahead of that 2 minutes, because you can't use Void Torrent within that 60 seconds because it's a minute cooldown.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
You have to plan super far ahead. Like, you can time, you could pop up like 2 to 3 power infusions on Ursoc, depending on how high your guild's DPS is. Like, there's a lot of planning that you need to think about going into a fight to maximize your DPS. And Shadow is definitely bringing their A game so far in this expansion. I mean, I'm pretty sure we're going to get hit with a Nerf bat, because that's definitely the feeling that I got from talking to Lore when we were at BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. But yeah, right now it's a fantastic time to be a Shadow Priest.
Cool.
I think, wasn't the U.S. first Mythic plus 15, wasn't there a Shadow Priest in that group?
Yes.
So I think, I don't know, I feel like they're flying under the radar. Like, you don't see a whole lot, but I think maybe that's just because, would you say they're more complicated than the most of the other DPS classes?
I wouldn't say more complicated. Like, at first, the Shadow Priest seems really daunting, and it is really fast-paced, especially as you climb higher and higher into those Void Form stacks. But once you get all your spell abilities down to basically muscle memory, it becomes really easy to just maintain your dots, because Void Bolt refreshes your dots. That's one less thing to worry about.
Okay.
You know, then you just flip between Void Bolt, Mind Blast, and then you fill with Flay, and then, you know, when you're in Surrender, you have a Weak Aura, or you're watching your Insanity Bar. So when you know when to pop Shadow or Death, and it all just becomes very rhythmic, and it becomes, like, it's also probably going to give a bunch of people carpal tunnel. Like, my wrist hurts after 3 to 4 hours of raiding in one night.
I'll bet, nice. Man. Can you talk a little bit about resource management you've got here, like the insanity drain and like how to keep that up?
Right. Okay. So insanity drain was recently hotfixed. So before, you asked, like, what was the average, you know, surrender to madness, and I said 126 to 128 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
The longest one that I have seen was 166 seconds by a dude with the legendary belt, and that was on single target, which is insane, because that's almost 3 minutes. Like, that's, yeah, almost, wow, that's almost 4 Void Torrents in one Void form, which is, well, was the dream. Now it's not reachable, but it was the dream. And then with the drain change, though, that's when all the stat waves shifted, the breakpoints shifted very largely. And the way that it affects, you know, non-Surrender to Madness Shadow Priest was good, because you could basically AFK your first 20 stacks of Void Form, not cast a single spell, and then start your rotation at 20 stacks, and you won't leave Void Form because you'll cap out on Insanity.
Mm, okay.
I mean, you always want to be casting, you know. ABCs of being a caster DPS or any kind of DPS, but it really helped shift the balance from Surrender to Madness and helped cut off the top end without ruining the lower end of Shadow Priest. Maybe those that don't run Surrender, or those that just choose, you know, to run Surrender, but they're not all that great. You know,
mm-hmm.
it really helped close the gap. But to speak more specifically, drain, how it affects our spells. There's only one spell that really affects drain rate, and that would be Void Torrent. Now, whenever you're channeling this spell, you don't lose any insanity, so you're not draining it at all. However, you're still gaining stacks of Void Form. So you get 4% extra haste, you know, 4 stacks of Void Form while you're channeling it. But the nice bonus perk of it, is while you're gaining these extra stacks, you're not gaining the extra drain from those stacks.
Oh, okay.
So the way that it works right now is Insanity Drain starts off at a base of 8, and then it adds 0.55 Insanity Drain, every stack of Void Form that you're... So except when you're channeling Void Torrent, used to be Dispersion. Now you just don't gain any stacks at all with Dispersion, but it's still useful, which I'll get into later with cooldowns.
Okay, so how do you gain incent? Like, I don't have a Shadow Priest right now, but I'm not going to lie. This Surrender to Madness talent sounds really cool. So
it's freaking awesome.
So it's making me want to play my priest. I have a level 100 priest on our old server, and I really don't want to be transferring it over. But now I'm like, well, maybe I do, because this sounds really cool. So how do you gain insanity?
Well, pretty much every spell that you cast gives you insanity. So applying your dots gives you insanity. It's 4 for Vampire Touch, 3 for Shadow Word Pain. Mind Blast gives you 12 insanity. Void Bolt gives you 16 insanity, but you can only use that in Void Form. Same with Void Torrent. Void Torrent doesn't give any insanity, but it does enough beneficial stuff that that's still fine. And then Mind Flay gives 2 ticks of insanity per, or 2 insanity per tick, and it's 2 ticks per GCD. So ideally, you could technically spam Vampiric Touch if you really wanted to, but it's really not worth it to do because that 2 insanity off the tick can save your bacon and high stacks of Surrender.
Okay.
You can also generate insanity from Mindbender. If you take that, it generates insanity every swing that it takes. And then Power Infusion increases the rate that you gain insanity. And then Shadow Crash gives a flat boost of insanity. Shadow Word Void gives... the whole point of the talent is to give you insanity. And then the Fortress of the Mind buffs Mind Flay and Mind Blast. And then right now, Mind Seer also gives you insanity.
You mentioned earlier, though, that the Power Infusion is just better than Mind Bender. Is that so? Is Mind Bender just trap or bad or off the table? Or is it just like you can use it if you want? Or
you can use it if you want. It's just behind Power Infusion. And once you move into AoE, like, so for Mythic Dungeons, Power Infusion is definitely going to give more. Like, if you wanted to use Mindbender, ideally the best time to pop it is right after you use a Void Torrent, right after you enter Void Form. That way, it scales dynamically with your haste. It doesn't snapshot. So as you gain stacks of Void Form and your haste is increasing, it's attacking faster and faster.
My experience with Mindbender before was mainly as a Disc Priest, and you used it to gain some mana back. But I guess that is completely irrelevant to you, to the way the Shadow plays now, huh?
Well, it does essentially the same thing. It just, instead of mana, you just get insanity instead.
Was there any of the other, maybe synergies between the talent that I skipped over that you wanted to talk about before we get into the actual rotation or priorities?
No, I think I pretty much hit everything when I went through there.
You put here that Mind Spike is bad. I don't know if you already mentioned that or not.
Well, Mind Spike is bad just because it's behind Legacy of the Void, which is Legacy of the Void's only like a 5 DPS or 5% DPS increase over not taking a level 100 talent. Like, you might as well just take Surrender to Madness and just not use it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, it's good. It's good with Void Lord. Yeah. I mean, it pushes it up a little bit, but if you're just running standard, you know, Twist of Fate, Reaper of Souls, Auspicious Spirits, and then Power Infusion, and then whatever 100 talent, Legacy or Surrender, you're really not going to notice a huge difference outside of, like, super long and sustained AoE. But
yeah, that's fair enough. Now, I know with was it Warlords, or was it prior to that, there was, you could actually take a talent that gave you, like, the Dauntless Priest or whatever it was.
Oh, yeah, that was Warlords with Clarity of Power.
Yeah, is that still a thing? Or
no, so that whole talent revolved around pretty much just using Mind Spike instead of Mind Flay. And then there was this whole, like, dot weaving thing that was all the rage and Hyamal, and then part of Blackrock Foundry. And then with the class trinket, in Blackrock Foundry, Auspicious Spirits, which directly competed with Clarity of Power, moved back ahead. Or no, I may be misremembering. I think they're on the same rail. It's been a while. Like, when it came to HFC and you had the class trinket, you ran Clarity of Power just because it was so far ahead in pretty much all scenarios. And then the ring on top of that, plus, you know, Valor upgrades, it just, AS couldn't compete. I mean, on some fights it did okay, but most fights you were just able to keep up the reputation of war and keep that rolling.
So that's gone now, and everything has now moved to the insanity resource, and then building the insanity, and then trying to maintain your void form for as long as possible, because you get more DPS while you're in that form.
Definitely. Whenever you're in void form, you do 20% more shadow damage. Well, you're always doing 10% more shadow damage because of shadow form.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're in void form, you do 20% on top of that. So you're doing 30% in void and then 10% out of it, which that also scales with trinkets like the Bow of Corruption, which is terrible even still. But Oakheart's Gnarled Root from Darkheart Thicket is absolutely amazing for Shadow Priests because its damage directly scales with void form because it's shadow damage.
Have you gone through and simmed out all of this gear to check and see what really you're pushing for your best in slots when you raid?
I actually created a Google sheet that is linked in the Wowhead guide, a couple other places around Wow fan sites. And basically what this sheet does is I went through every single trinket in the game and then calculated out using Wowhead tooltips. And then when they were mistaken because bad data pools or whatever, I pull it from logs in the game or on Warcraft logs. And what I did was put every single trinket of a good range of item levels that I still add item levels if people request it. And you can pretty much put the two trinkets that you have on, and those have weighted values based on the stat weights.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put the new trinket that you want to do with the item level for that, and it'll tell you whether or not that's an upgrade.
I feel like you deserve like a slow clap, something, dude. That's a lot of a lot of work. That's a lot of dedication to eke out exactly what's going to be the best for your class.
Well, the problem, the whole reason I created that in the first place was I had that exact question: what trinkets are good for me? I can sim this, but this is simming way wrong. Like Twisting Wind was simming absolute best for Shadow, but it was garbage. But because the proc rate was bugged in SimCraft, it was also bugged on AMR Simulator. Both have since been fixed, but at the same time, it was just like, okay, I need to be able to answer this question. So I did a lot of research, put a lot of time and effort into it. I mean, I still update that thing like every week.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm proud of it because, you know, I wasn't just going to create the tool for myself. I wanted to share it with the community.
Mm-hmm.
The same reason that I wrote the WoW guide the Wowhead guide in the first place.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. What would be maybe walk through what a single target rotation would look like?
All right, so for the opener, you would precast with Mind Blast on one, and then for your pre-pot, they have the Potion of Prolonged Power and then the mm-hmm. Potion of Deadly Grace. Now, the Potion of Prolonged Power is the new one that gives you a lot of intellect, you know, strength, and agility for a minute on a minute cooldown, which seems great, but it really depends on what is going on in the beginning of the fight, which one you... And then, so pretty much, if you're going to have Lust on the Pole or you're going to be using Power Infusion or Berserking on the Pole, if you're a troll, you're going to want to use Deadly Grace. And the reason that you want to do that is the random proc per minute on Deadly Grace is affected by haste. So the higher haste that you have and the faster you get into void form, the more it's going to proc, which is going to outweigh the benefit from Prolonged Power.
Wow.
It also depends on fight length. And then when you're in high status to surrender to madness, pretty much roughly 20 to 25 seconds before you're going to die, you want to use Deadly Grace because you're at close to 200% haste at that point, and you're just going to get an insane amount of damage from it, more than, you know, flat intellect could just provide you.
Makes sense.
And then, yeah, and then so pretty much after that, after you precast with Mind Blast, then you put up Vampiric Touch and Shadowward Bane, and then you just go into filling with Flay, casting Mind Blast on cooldown, dotting all targets kind of thing. Like, I got it down on Mythic Yoganoth. I Mind Blast on pull. I dot both tentacles and I dot the little eye thing. And then by the time all that's done, I cast Mind Blast again because it's just coming off cooldown. And then at that point, I've already popped PI when I put all my dots out to get that little bit of extra insanity. And I'm already entering void form and then going ham. So when you're in void form, Void Bolt is your number one priority. Then Mind Blast and then Mind Flay. pretty much you want to always make sure you have your dots up because we don't do any kind of damage without them. You can Void Torrent on cooldown, with the exception of holding that Void Torrent, like I said earlier, for that Surrender to Madness. And that'll just come with, you know, practice, experience. But yeah, I mean, that's really all it boils down to. Like, you want to pop Shadow Fiend, which is our, you know, base big cooldown. Not really, but you want to pop that, like, on the pool when you have, like, a haste buff or something to get the most benefit from the swings. And then right as you pop Power Infusion, around 80 or so stacks in Surrender to Madness. That's pretty much the rotation to Shadow. Like, you just aim to stay in void form as long as possible and make sure your dots never fall off and you keep everything on cooldown, essentially.
I'm guessing AoE is really the same thing. You're just throwing dots up on the ads.
It depends on how long they live. Like, I've found through my Mythic Dungeon simulations that ads that generally live less than 10 seconds, not really worth to dot them all. Like, you could dot maybe one or two, and because at that point, they're only going to live for 6 more seconds. And at that point, you're just better off casting Seer, which we have an awkward rotation at the moment because of Call of the Void, which spawns our little tentacle bro, which I'm sure you've seen it. And it's the one that casts Mind Flay for the Shadow Priest. But
how many ticks of a dot would you say that would have to tick on an ad for it to be worth it to even mess with?
Honestly, I don't know that answer off the top of my head. If I had to, like, go with Feelycraft, I'd say 2, which is roughly, you know,
maybe a seconds. Better way to phrase that is how long do you think an ad needs to be alive in order for you to mess with it?
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Okay, so like on Il'Gynoth, there's a crap ton of ads. What do you do for a fight like that?
I don't. I don't really cast Mind Blast a lot on that fight because I am too busy dotting everything, and I'm still gaining a crap ton of insanity thanks to Auspicious Spirits, and my, like, literally it looks insane because I just have a bunch of spirits flying all over the like the fight.
Oh, I'll bet.
Like, it's kind of terrifying because I've seen it happen in a battleground too, and like some Shadow Priest will just have a Shadowward's cape, yeah, and you'll just see like a shadowy apparition flying across like Lumbermill, and you're like, "What the hell was that?"
So, like on the Il'Gynoth fight, so like when the horror comes out, so you kind of focus one main target, and then you just dot everything else, or do you just at that point do you just focus on keeping dots up, or you said you're not really mind blasting very much? Or
well, when the big guy comes out, obviously I throw some dots on it because dots are going to be like they're the bulk of a Shadow Priest damage, and I make sure to funnel mind blast into that because it does need to die in a somewhat timely manner. But at the same time, you have other targets that are coming up. I mean, you got the mind flay tentacles, and then you have the little corruptor tentacles, I think that's what they're called. And then you have all the Ickers, of course. So, I mean, it totally depends on your guild strat, how fast you want to push the phase, all that kind of stuff. But for the big ad, I do push a lot of DPS into it while maintaining dots on everything else at the same time. Because the nice thing about dots is you don't, it doesn't have a facing requirement. Void Bolt does, but dots themselves, you can dot somebody like standing directly behind you.
That makes sense. All right. I just kind of, I know some of these fights have like a couple of ads, you know, 2, 3, 4, you know, where you're looking at standard cleave situation, and then some of them, like Il'Gynoth, where it's just like your screen is just filled with ads, and you're probably just, I could just imagine this Shadow Priest just like laughing maniacally, just dotting everything up and just like having a great time with it, you know?
Yeah, the top parse for Shadow Priest that I saw was some priest doing like 600k without surrender, mind you. Doing 600k, and I looked at this, I was like, how in the hell did he do that? And I looked at the damage distribution, and this dude had like 85% of the damage on all the Ickers. Like, his guild just let him pad.
Just parse, I don't care.
Yeah, nice. I mean, and that's, you know, that actually, that brings up a good point, because I'll get a lot of questions like, oh, well, this guy's doing this, or this guy's stacking mastery, so you're wrong, that kind of thing. Like, people that get top like 20 parses outside of a couple of outliers that just got lucky. Mm-hmm. They're definitely doing a fight deep farm and they are trying to parse. Mm-hmm. Like that is their goal, is to get as much DPS as possible. And that's when they experiment, you know, the difference between using prolonged power and deadly grace, like popping it at a certain point in the fight. Oh, I'm going to hold my, you know, shadow fiend X amount of seconds here. See if that gives me more DPS. Like they're a way that's literally what they're trying to do. They're trying to just parse.
Well, we've always said too, like you can't just look at a top end raider and say that's what I need to do, because you don't know what their strat is. You don't know if they're ignoring an ad or if they're pushing past a phase because they have the gear to handle it or the skill level mm-hmm. to handle it, or if everybody is legitimately pushing for this one person to parse, you know, on this one fight. And they're letting the Shadow Priest just dot everything up. You know, that doesn't mean like you need to go mastery now. You know, you have to kind of take these things with a grain of salt.
Yeah, and that's what I tell people all the time. Like, I think a couple of top end priests have been logging out in really weird gear because I've been getting a lot of serious questions like, "Hey, why does this guy have all this gear?" I don't know. Like, we're doing all the math over here. We're telling you what's correct. I don't really care what they're doing. Mm-hmm. They're doing something trolly, most likely.
I swear to you, if I were a top end raider, I'd log out in greens when I was done. I would just keep a bunch in my back and just log out in the worst gear ever when I was done.
Nice.
Well, what about the cooldowns? I know we talked a little bit about the surrender to madness and a little bit like the 2 minutes and you talked a little about how to line those up. What does a cooldown look like for a single target in an AoE situation?
Honestly, there isn't a difference. Like for a single target or AoE, they're going to be the same, just because of how Shadow Priest damage distribution works. Like mm-hmm. the only difference you're going to be doing in AoE is if they're stacked up at 2+ targets, you're going to be using Mind Sear, but you're still going to be casting Mind Flay every 10 seconds to spawn your Tentacle Growth. Because that's a DPS increase. It's really awkward, but it's still a DPS increase overall. But at the end of the day for cooldowns, like I said earlier, getting a time to die weak aura for Surrender to Madness is definitely the way to go for properly utilizing that talent. And then Void Torrent on cooldown, with the exception of saving it for Surrender, and then Power Infusion, with the exception of saving it for Surrender. Like 60 to 70% of our damage comes from Surrender to Madness. So everything up until that point doesn't really matter.
All right. That's fair enough.
Okay.
And there's a whole slew of reasons, but mainly the main contributors of that are Twist of Fate and then our artifact trait, Mass Hysteria.
Is snapshotting gone completely now?
Yes. Has been since Mists of Pandaria, I believe.
I thought that, but I thought I remember a guest at one point saying that it is gone, but there's still like kind of ways to cheese certain things. I don't know.
I know some classes can snapshot some things.
Yeah.
But as far as I'm aware, Shadow cannot snapshot any. All of her dots, Void Torrent, Mind Flay, even the cooldown of Mind Blast all scale dynamically.
Right. That makes sense.
So what are some, and I know you've been talking Surrender to Madness, and it sounds like an advanced trick, but what are some advanced tips and tricks to playing Shadow? And are there any other ways to maximize the usage of Surrender to Madness? Because it's, yeah, I hadn't heard of this talent. I'm really intrigued. Like, it's seriously, it sounds amazing.
This talent is a lot of fun. Like, I actually have a macro for whenever I pop it. That just literally in slash say just says big dig DPS time. And then I watch as my fire mage, or now it's arcane mage, just cries as I pass it on the meter.
That's amazing.
Nice.
Like with Surrender, you definitely jump from like, oh, hey, I was, you know, 14th on the DPS chart. Just kidding. Here we go.
I feel like, you know how you can add your own custom sounds into weak auras and stuff?
Yeah,
I feel like you would need like the John Cena clip, like right when you. Oh my God.
I wonder how many Shadow Priests are going to do this. Like, I'm going to be watching a stream.
Madness. Yes. God. See, there you go. You're welcome. That one's sweet.
Oh, God. advanced tips and tricks. I mean, there's not really any tricks to surrender. The biggest thing is, I mean, there's plenty of video guides out there. I know I actually plan on pushing out a video guide for surrender. I've just been busy with the holidays and, you know, family, everything else, these past couple weeks that I haven't really had a lot of time to dedicate to that kind of stuff. But as for, you know, advanced tricks, a lot of priests struggle to hit the third void torrent, which is 126 or 128 seconds ish. It's a little before that. And something that you can do to help, kind of like a handicap, especially now with the new drain rate after the hotfix, is after you cast your first void torrent, right as you enter your final void form, just cast a void bolt to make sure your dots aren't going to fall off, and then immediately press this. Now, only do this like if you don't need dispersion for like an Ursoc charge or something, or Nathendra mind control, which I still have yet to actually live through that fight. But, you know, don't use it there if you're going to need it earlier. But what that does is you don't gain any stacks of haste, but you don't gain any drain stacks while you're in dispersion. So for that 6 seconds, what you're really doing is taking 6 seconds off of Void Torrent's cooldown. So when you get to your second torrent at roughly 61 or 60-ish seconds, you'll be able to use it at a lower drain rate, which will affect your drain rate later, and you can delay power infusion by a little bit. So that's just something to take into account for when, you know, if you struggle to do it. And, like, honestly, the best thing to do is just practice. And practice single target. Don't practice, like, multiple targets, because that's cheating. Like, yeah, you'll be able to get longer surrenders, but it's going to gimp you on a single target fight.
That's actually a really good point. Like, if, I mean, because we've always encouraged people to go to the training dummies, and to test out their rotations. But if you're legitimately wanting to know how something works in a single target scenario, that you don't cheat and throw dots on the little dummies on the sides, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's like I've spent close to like 12 hours total practicing surrender. I wanted to get it to the point where it was muscle memory, and it's now to the point that I don't even need to look at any of my like telltale signs on my UI at all. I instinctively know when to hit them because I know the flow of surrender. And like once you get to that point, to where you feel comfortable, like, yeah, it's still hectic. I mean, it is a very frantic rush to your death, but I mean, it does happen. Like, you die horribly. But, yeah. Like, other advanced tips. I actually just added this section to the Wowhead guide yesterday, which they should be pushing out on Twitter today. But I wrote a write-up for Mythic Plus and raids all the way from LFR to Mythic difficulty to include Trial of Valor tips and tricks as a Shadow Priest. So like I said earlier, for Ilganoth, you know, that's my opening rotation. And like if you want to run Surrender to Madness on that fight, you pop it before you go into the heart. So you go into the heart at roughly like 50-ish stacks, and you better hope the heart dies while you're in there, because you're dying one way or the other.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
But I mean, like, outside of adding on Icarus, that's really the only way we could do competitive DPS on that fight. And then, like, Nathendra, because you can cast a move, you just need to be able to position yourself properly on Mythic so you don't get, you know, hit by extra rots or breath. It happens sometimes. It seems to happen to me all the time, but you can pop dispersion while you're mind controlled, and that will, because it stops your drain, it'll keep you alive if you're in a surrender, which has almost saved my bacon, except I got disoriented right as I got out of the mind control, so that was great. For Ren Feral, the bird and spider boss, timing surrender on that fight's really difficult just because of the platform moving. So if your guild's pushing it in two platforms, you know, pop it at, you know, the normal time, the normal length of time that you would from the boss dying there, and just kind of position yourself so that if it, when he goes back into spider form, you're kind of close, but at the same time, you just may need to save dispersion for it, for the drop, so you don't die. Mm-hmm. Additionally, on that fight, if you get linked with somebody, which I think that's only mythic difficulty, that people other than tanks get linked, if you're linked with a demon hunter, you're probably going to die. They don't have a personal that can save you. You better pray to your paladin, because you're going to be boned otherwise. Let's see, what else? I mean, there's other tips out there too, like on snares, on any difficulty. Dispersion clears all snares, so you can clear brambles if your guild's struggling with brambles.
I hate like brambles.
All guilds do. But I mean, rogues can do it, hunters can do it with turtle. I think it's turtle. Yeah, they can clear it with that. Hunters can clear it, rogues can clear it. So that's nice that, you know, let them do it. Additionally, on snares, you may actually die from your dots in the boss, so give your healers a heads up. I've had that happen a couple of times. It's probably a good fight to take masochism, actually.
That's funny.
Ursoc is generally just a tank and spank, so there's no real special tricks on it. Like, I pop surrender at 50% just because I know how fast it's going to die. So, I mean, that's by no means a set in stone thing. And then Xavius is the Shadow Priest wet dream of the fight, because we can have a double surrender to madness in it. So as soon as you get put into the dream, hopefully at 97%, you can pop surrender to madness, and then whenever you die horribly, the game says, oh, just kidding, we're just going to kick you out of the dream, and then you can pop surrender again and live.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a good little, sweet. I guess, cheese or trick. Or...
Oh, no, that's... Well, it wasn't intentional, but I asked Lauren specifically about that. He's like, yeah, when we found that out, we were just like, well, Shadow Priests haven't been OP in a while. Let them have some fun.
Why not?
That's awesome.
Nice. I feel like at this point, like, Mythic Race is done. Who cares?
Yeah. Well, and that's the, you know, feeling that a lot of people have. So I'm just like, yeah, I really, you know, I'm having a lot of fun playing Shadow. And it's seriously, it's the most fun I've had playing this game since I started playing it, you know. All my old friends, you know, moved away or stopped playing, and I'm the only one left.
So what makes you? What would make you choose a Shadow Priest over, like, a Warlock?
Well, for playing one or bringing one?
For playing one.
Well, I did play a lot in Warlords for a bit. It was one of my main alts. I also had a mage. But Lock just wasn't for me. I didn't like the direction that they went. And at the beginning of the expansion, Warlocks were really, really bad. Mm-hmm. And they did get a buff, and now they can do some comparable DPS. But the main reason I play a Shadow Priest over a Warlock is, at the same time, a Warlock can only DPS, and that's all they can do. But a Priest, if need be, and it's more difficult in Legion now because of artifacts, but if need be, you can heal. And I felt, you know, that, hey, I like to heal, I like to DPS. So I'm going to stick with my priest because I want to bring more to the table for the guild. You know what I mean? So that's the reason I play a priest. Like, I could play a paladin, I could play a monk, but nah, it's not for me.
All right. Well, we have some questions here, and I think you've definitely answered some of these already. And I see a lot of them have to do with Surrender to Madness.
Yeah, you actually went kind of boss by boss and talked about
it. Yeah, so best time to pop. I think you just went over that. The main rotation during Surrender to Madness, did you mention that at all, or is it similar?
It's the exact same. Like, you're going to want to pop Shadow Word Death when you're at, like, 30 insanity or, like, about to die from not having insanity. And latency definitely plays a factor in being able to play a Shadow Priest well. Like, if you have 200 MS, you are going to have a bad time with Surrender. I have 80 on Storm Rage and Sargeras, and it is difficult at times. Just because a little hiccup in latency, you die. You mess up the rotation, you die. You get targeted by the wrong mechanic, you die. It's extremely punishing, but extremely satisfying.
What else is it here? Darnie asked about best trinkets, so... I'm guessing the best thing is just
that spreadsheet. Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll put a link to that in the show notes for sure. Let's see here. Sauté's cap, that was 9,500?
Yes.
Crit cap. Did you mention the crit cap?
It's 9,000.
All right.
It's not over 9,000.
It's 9,001, just for you.
It's over 9,000.
Oh, you don't have a clip of that saved?
No.
He's got the soundboard.
Yeah. Okay, well, what about any useful add-ons for Shadow? Is there any that go-tos besides weak auras, since that seems to be everyone's go-to?
Honestly, no, other than weak auras? I've heard good things about Shadow Priest dot timers. I don't use it personally because I use weak auras and LBY for my dots, but it hasn't been updated for a while, but it still actually works in the game. You just have to, you know, check that box that says load out-of-date add-ons, and it still works perfectly fine. Other than those two, before it got nerfed in 7.1, Enemy Grid was a good add-on. And then, yeah, honestly, I think that's it. Weak auras pretty much cover everything else that, like, you need to know as a Shadow Priest. Like, it has an insanity bar that Twin Top made, and then Spinal Crack made those that time to die weak aura. I mean, I have my own set of weak auras floating around, if anybody's interested in that.
All right.
But, yeah.
So, I don't know. Well, we'll ask this question since someone took the time to put it in our Discord. But Brainster31 says, one of the good nagging questions, and this might be a little esoteric, is do you think Surrender to Madness is a good talent? Like, I think it's cool, but it gives me heartburn to do it every raid boss.
That's awesome.
I actually saw that question in the Discord. And my response to that was, to be fair, my wrist is slowly deteriorating. So, but yeah, at the same time, I think it is a great talent. And while it's not balanced by any stretch of the imagination, it's fun. I know it's not for everybody, and I know that there are plenty of people out there that do not like the play style. But for me personally, I find it to be a good talent. If they can figure out how to balance it, then I think it'll solve a lot of issues. But they're going to either have to make it baseline or get rid of the talent completely, because it'll always be ahead because of the death mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the question is it a good talent so much as do you like DPS? Do you like lots of DPS?
Well, and then pretty much what it boils down to, it's not whether or not, like, is Surrender to Madness a good talent. It's more like, do you want to be 14th on DPS, or do you want to be first? That's your only option.
I love it.
That's sweet.
What a great talent. You're going to do it. You're going to die.
I know. That's
so much fun, though. It is such a rush. Oh, you gotta try it, though.
I'm going to. Like, I'm actually, I said 100, but I think
you're gonna use it like out, like leveling on some trash.
I think I left my priest.
Like, oh,
I think I left my priest at 91 though. Like, it's sitting over on our old server, and I think it's only sitting at 91 because I just couldn't do the garrison thing again.
Dude, that's what the invasions, the pre Legion invasions.
Yeah, I should have done that, but
I didn't. All those tunes leveled up.
Did you guys change factions on your different server or no?
No, we just went PvP to PVE.
Oh, okay.
Because we're getting too old for that nonsense.
Yeah, getting spawn camped outside the raid instance, I feel you.
Is it me that is wrong? No,
it's the kids that are wrong.
I was just going to say, unless you got stuff on the tune like tying you to it, like if it's just a throwaway alt or whatever, if you had fashion changed, then it's actually only like $5 more to just buy a character boost to 100.
That's true. No,
I've done that a couple times.
Yeah. All right, we have one last question here from Twin Top, and he asks, why do you think the devs keep trying to make Mind Spike be a thing when no one has wanted it to be a thing, since it was introduced in Cataclysm?
I honestly couldn't tell you. I don't know what's going through the devs' minds. Like,
but Mind Spike.
But here's the thing. Like, during Alpha, Beta, and even now still, we were giving them so much feedback on, like, hey, you really might want to take a look at the synergy between Twist of Fate, Surrender to Madness, and Mass Hysteria. This is really OP, and it's going to be an issue. And then nothing was said or changed. They nerfed other talents. They tried to buff Mind Spike. may keep trying to buff Mind Spike, and I'm just like, no, it's not going to happen. It's not going to be a thing. Like, yeah, it definitely was a thing with Clarity of Power, like we were talking about earlier, but now it really doesn't have a place. There's no reason to ever take it. It makes you a turret. Mm-hmm. And it also, it promotes you to like want to wait to cast Mind Blast, which is a DPS loss, to build up the stacks for the burst AD. There's no situation at all that that's worth.
There's just something so freaking epic about Surrender to Madness, where you're like, all right, we're doing this. All right, I'm just giving it up for the team here. I'm going to die, and we're going to do this. And you just like put up the numbers. It's like, it's just so epic.
Can you imagine if Leroy Jenkins was a priest and had Surrender to Madness?
Nice. Oh, that would have been good. All right, so Rob, do you have any other questions regarding Shadow Priests?
No, I mean, I snuck them all in. All right. I even took a shot at Warlocks there. So.
Yeah, I heard. DJ, do you have any last final points you'd like to make about Shadow Priests?
I got one more about Warlocks. They cried on the forums hard enough. They finally got up.
Well, there you go. Maybe Mind Spike or will be a thing.
Oh, God. You know, I know Twin Top wrote that just to troll me.
I'm sure he did.
I love Twin Top.
Oh, that guy is awesome. No, I mean, I think we pretty much hit everything about Shadow. I mean, I'm always around to answer questions. I may not always be at the computer, but I'm always in Discord through my phone or on Twitter or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, except when I'm sleeping, I pretty much answer 10 or so minutes.
And that's how you were on the show tonight.
That's exactly it.
I was in the middle of class.
All right. Well, you can send us an email at theshow@thetrainingdummies.com if you have anything to add to this topic or have questions about future topics. Also, you can feel free to leave us a voicemail on our website, or you can join our Discord server. And the link for that is website as well, and that's over at thetrainingdummies.com.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
All right, Rob, what do you have for shoutouts?
Definitely, DJ, for coming on tonight and talking some Shadow Priest for us. Definitely Daryl for making the show tonight happen, because I was kind of just thinking it may not happen this week, but... We're on par. We're pushing for 150 before Christmas, right?
Yeah, so we have to schedule one more, and then our 150, and we'll make it.
I think we're close. We have a couple of ideas. So
yeah.
Extra special shout out to Hoofit, who actually raid tanked for us this week. Salty wasn't able to make it, and Hoofit has been playing Warcraft again, and he and we did a full clear of an Emerald Nightmare. And I actually brought my warrior, which is weird because I've never raid tanked on my warrior. I've only DPS'd on an actual raid, not an LFR. So that was an interesting new experience for me. I got a legendary and tanked on the warrior, and just wanted to say thanks to Hoofit for filling in that gap so we could get in raid. Daryl, what do you got?
Well, I was going to say Hoofit as well, but since you took that on me, I'll say a shout out to the rest of the raid team who was also there and did a great job. shout out to everyone else. Of course, a shout out to DJ for coming on the show here after asking pretty much the last minute. That's really appreciated. And I also want to send a shout out to Cuddles and Turarts from the GameCase podcast, as they invited me on their show last night. So I don't know if the show has been posted to iTunes yet, but I'm sure it will be soon. So a shout out to those guys. DJ, do you have shout outs for anyone?
Well, obviously, Rob, Daryl, thank you for having me. It has been a pleasure. And like I said earlier, I am really flattered to be on a podcast. Never done this before, so this is a lot of fun. Definite shout out to the folks over on How to Priest. They make me push my theory crafting harder because they ask hard questions. And definitely a huge thanks to Twin Top. I don't know if you guys are aware, but he did recently take a big step back from the whole theory crafting math thing.
Yeah, he did.
Pretty much retired. And, you know, he laid really good groundwork for everybody, not just priests. And, I mean, he's still around every now and then, obviously, because he asked a question tonight. But, yeah, I've personally have learned a lot from him. So I really appreciate that.
All right. Well, before we wrap this up, where can people reach you if they have more questions about this topic or anything else?
Well, they can reach me in Discord. I'm always in the How to Priest Discord. I will always be in this Discord now. I also have a Twitch stream, which right now schedule is kind of up in the air as I'm in between guilds. And I am obviously on Wowhead, and I have Twitter. So I'm pretty sure you guys shared out my Twitter stuff earlier and probably will after this.
Yep.
Yeah. So that's pretty much where you can reach me. Ending game, but I'm not going to give out my battle tag to people.
That's
I don't. A lot of people post theirs on Twitter and stuff. I don't tend to do that. Like, if you really want it, you can ask me. But I don't just like pin it or anything. Well, I believe that does wrap up episode 147 of the Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and our website, thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we are all just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.
Woo!